I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now you got the Jets rookies in town.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Zach Wilson got a send-off from his parents.
Yeah, I saw that. It was great.
Yeah.
Hopefully, he gets in there and he... I heard him talking about the offense a little bit. So at BYU, even though he spent most of this time in the shotgun, it still was the West Coast concept offenses that he was running there at BYU. And maybe that's why he feels like he's such a perfect fit for what Mike LaFleur is going to do here. Because it's all the West Coast concepts. It's the wording is probably very similar. And that's probably one of the reasons why he was able to retain as much as he was when they were doing the Zoom interviews with him.
Yeah, and I think that after hearing Joe Douglas on with us, and I do trust Joe Douglas, I do. He's not going to pick Zach Wilson just because he needed a quarterback.
Right.
He did fall in love with the guy, and he fell in love with the guy not just on ability, which we've seen, but also the fact that he seems mature, he seems smart, he picks everything up, and he's a heady football player
right.
as well.
So remember, for him, what he is going to now be exposed to is a huge playbook that's going to have a million plays in it. As a matter of fact, my old playbook is sitting on my desk if you'd like to go through
yeah.
it. To make you understand
I've seen
this.
It. It's unbelievable.
So he's got to go through this. He's got to learn all the verbiage of his own playbook first, so he can call a play, know the personnel groupings that are on the field, understand the blocking schemes, who's the hot receiver if they're bringing too many on defense, all the different defensive fronts that he's got to learn, and he's also got to learn how to communicate with the coaches in very short sound bites so he is understanding of all the stuff that he has to process before the ball is ever snapped. And I always talk about this with every quarterback, and that's why I hate what happened to Daniel Jones and what happened to Sam Darnold. They had to go through two offensive systems, in their first 2 years. And, it confuses things. And it makes it very difficult for a guy just to go on the field and play with a clear head. So when Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees or any of the great quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, are out on the field, they're not thinking a lot. They're out there playing natural football because they know what they're talking about. They've seen everything from a defensive perspective, and they're able to give tips to their teammates about what they expect while the game is going on in very high, stressful, anxiety-ridden situations. So that's the thing that young quarterbacks don't ever really understand until they go through it. So today is the beginning of that process for one Zach Wilson.
And there's not going to be any sort of question about whether this guy's going to start or not. I mean, it would have to be some sort of catastrophe that goes on in training camp or in the preseason, and then all of a sudden you've got some sort of issue, but that's not going to happen. I mean, if he's healthy, he's going to start. That's what happens with these younger guys. I mean, you saw Joe Burrow start right away. Justin Herbert wasn't going to, but then had to, and then he showed how he was ready right off the bat after the Tyrod Taylor situation. But Zach Wilson is going to start, just like Trevor Lawrence is going to start. Get it going, figure it out, throw him into the fire, and then hopefully you don't ruin the guy.
Right, exactly. And it's going to be up to Mike LaFleur and to Rob Calabrese and Greg Knapp and all these coaches over there at the Jets to at least get this kid off to a good start and start building his confidence immediately.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to fall back into, I'm seeing ghosts, as we heard Sam Darnold say publicly, which is true for every quarterback. It's not just true for Sam. It's just that we heard Sam actually say it, which was unfortunate. But, it's the school of hard knocks. The good news is that Joe Douglas has put players around him now. You know, give that to Gio there for a sec.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so Gio, there is my playbook from the Bengals when I first got there.
Oh, man, you could smell the winning coming out of this.
Yeah, okay, right.
Yeah.
All right. So you can see how many pages there are, how many tabs there are. Now, kids don't get playbooks anymore. They get iPads.
Sure.
So it's a little bit
that's
different.
What they have to hand back in when they get cut.
Exactly.
Bring your iPad, son.
Back in the day, it was bring your playbook, son.
So basically, you got special pass, nickel pass, out of pocket pass, screens, play action pass, run action pass, 90 strong flow series.
Yes.
80 split flow series.
Right. So those are all the passing plays. Now that's just part of the playbook that you have to learn.
70 weak flow series.
So open up to one of the pages and call a play. See if they have a play call there.
Okay. It's upside down.
Oh, it is.
Strange.
The Rich Coat type playbook? It's
no,
upside down.
I feel like you're going from right. Back to front.
But this is the way the book was. See.
Okay.
All right.
Maybe I have it upside down.
Short 90 Excalibur, strong right. Is that a play?
Strong right, short 90 Excalibur. What's the personnel group?
Where the hell am I supposed to say that? It says audible short 90 Excalibur.
Okay. Go to another one.
Go to another
one. You're having a hard time.
Well, no.
Okay, you're an offensive lineman.
Short 80 HB flat.
Halfback.
Oh, it says HB, though.
Yeah, no, but halfback.
Halfback flat.
Yeah, you'll have to know that. Somebody will have to tell you that.
Audible. Short 80-81 pancake.
Right, pancake. How about that?
All right, here's the short 60X option.
That's easy. See, but the thing about it is the short 60X option tells X what to do. That means everybody else who's running a route along with the X receiver has to know their corresponding route, and you as a quarterback have to know the corresponding routes that are going along with that play call.
Fake 36, counter, buck naked left, pro right. Pro right, fake 36, counter, buck naked left.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Progression, halfback, slam flat, two, Y naked over.
There you go.
Why naked over?
Yeah, why naked over?
Why,
like that.
Why naked like, over?
Gee, naked in his house with no
yeah, right.
Lines.
why naked over there?
Right.
That guy. QB run, go. Alert X and Z.
And that's all just one play.
Yeah, this is a lot.
Yeah, then you have to go into the defensive fronts. And you got to look defensive coverages. And, you know, is it a nickel coverage? Is it a dime coverage? Is it cover two? Is it cover 44? Is it quarters coverage? Is it half field coverage? I mean, it's
who's
crazy.
The mic? Who's the mic?
Number 9 is the mic. What?
Spread right, N60, twin option, Yogi.
There you go.
On two. Ready? I can do this.
Okay.
Not that hard.
Not that hard.
Wait, no, I'm kidding. So... when you still get on guys who have wristbands.
It pisses me off.
But, I mean, think about all this stuff.
Yeah, I never had a wristband.
Yeah, but, I mean, aren't the offenses more complex now?
And I don't think Zach Wilson's going to have a wristband either. I could just tell.
But, I mean, isn't...
He may, his rookie year, he may. Yeah. But, and they'll try to make it a little bit easier for him. And you have to remember, that playbook came along. We did not have the coach to quarterback communication. So, my coach... Sam Weish and Bruce Cosgrove, who's the offense coordinator. I had to basically memorize that entire book.
Well, I mean, you're of higher intelligence than your average football player, I would say, because you're quarterback. You've done this for a long time. Mm. Your memory retention was pretty good. Mm. You know, there's some other guys. There's some guys out there, you know.
But I do think that Zach Wilson has that part of it down. I think he will, you know, he will eat this up. This will be a real challenge for him.
Like Kirk Cousins, not as smart as you.
Yeah, okay.
He's not. He's not.
You know, if they're starting in the NFL, and I know that he's a starter for your team.
Yeah.
You have to be smart. There's no way, because you will either get yourself killed, or the other players on the team will not respect you as a player.
I'll say Daniel Jones is smart.
So every guy that is in the NFL playing quarterback has got to be smart enough to handle this.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't blame a guy for having to look down at a wristband. It's a lot of stuff. Look at this. A lot of stuff, man.
Know your stuff, man. That's what I say.
Know your stuff.
If you are into that book, you know every single aspect of that book. Yeah. And when you step in the huddle, if you're in there with, say, like a rookie. So when I was playing with Corey Dillon.
Yeah.
That was my last year, so I had a 13-year head start on him. Mm-hmm. We would get in there. I would call a play that would require him to be in pass protection. And I would always remind him who he was blocking so I did not get killed. You see what I'm saying? But sure. I would do it in a way.
You need to know what everybody's doing.
But I would do it in a way that's not condescending. I would say, hey, Corey, you know, you got 56 to 53. If they don't come, then you're going to run a wide pattern. You know, but just make sure that they're not coming, because sometimes when a rookie running back is back there, one of these smart linebackers may turn their shoulders like they're running back into coverage and then come. And if a rookie running back is back there and he's supposed to be blocking that guy, he sees him turning his shoulders, he runs, he takes off.
D.W. Wright, 60 HB donut.
Double wing.
Fliegelman, what are you telling me here? Because I'm confused. Somebody's called the hotline.
Yeah, Skip Lane, the former NFL defensive back, to go over a weird signal call he had when he was with Washington.
You know Skip Lane? You don't know Skip Lane?
I don't know him personally, no.
Hey, Skip.
Yeah, Boomer, remember I'm the guy Klecko gave the swirly. How are you?
Oh, that's right. Skip, how are you, buddy?
What's up, Skip?
I'm good. And you got me cut, so I don't know why I listen to you, but I'm still a fan.
Well, I appreciate that, Skip. So what do you got to tell us about on defense?
So now imagine I'm the defensive signal call, and I look on Richie Pettibone's and his call for – so the strong safety was Jack, free safety was Jill, and he would grab his crotch with both hands, grab his breasts with both hands, and then make a lightning sign. What do you think that was?
Jack and Jill cross blitz.
Jack and Jill thunder. You got it.
Yeah.
My favorite call ever. Yeah.
Man, I tell you, you guys really are Neanderthals.
Yes,
huh?
We kind of are, yes.
Cavemen. Yeah. No, it's great.
Yeah, I'll never get over the visual.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, appreciate that, Skip. And when you hear some of these play calls and stuff, and like, are you having flashbacks?
I was a quarterback at Ole Miss, so I remember my whole playbook. You can run a blitz on me, and I'll check it red hot 188, and I'm at LSU, and I'm getting killed by Leonard Marshall. I have nightmares of Death Valley. So it never goes out of your brain. It's weird. Not that our brains are that complex.
No, it's not that we're not that complex, but the thing about it is this either saved our lives or got us killed. And if we didn't know what we were doing, everybody else that we were playing with knew it.
100%. And you did it a lot better than most. So hats off to you.
All right, Skip. We appreciate you calling in, man.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
Take care.
Hey, guys. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound like a guy had a wristband. I mean, all these years later, he's still remembering everything.
The other thing about the no-huddle offense that we ran, all of that stuff had to be transferred into code words.
Oh, geez.
So we had to be able to, you know, I couldn't say at the line of scrimmage, you know, fake 36, buck naked left. I couldn't say that at the line of scrimmage. I had to have a complete different code word for that and then a dummy code word after that.
But why don't you just use those code words in the huddle then? Because wouldn't that be easier?
You know what? You could. You absolutely could do that. But some of the guys didn't remember the code words. So you'd have to kind of communicate with them on the field to remind them what they were doing.
No, that's tremendous. A peek inside the huddle.
A peek inside.
With Boomer Esiason.
But now is the genesis of where a young quarterback starts. So they'll give him the basics when he first gets here, I'm sure. Just the personnel groupings and just the basic formations and try to get him out there to run play after play after play to get used. Hey, look, here it even starts with this. This is how we huddle. Mm. Not every team huddles the same way.
Sure.
We start with the huddle. This is how we huddle. This is how we communicate. This is how we substitute. This is, you know, these are all these different things that are going on that, you know, Zach Wilson and all the young quarterbacks have got to learn when they first come into the league.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
Listening to podcasts.
Yes, I was. So, you know, and I just want to get the sense of what's going on out there in the NFL and all that other stuff. And again, you know, Aaron Rodgers is a very big topic. We kind of just, you know, we touch on it.
We've talked plenty about that.
We're not
that
in
guy.
Green Bay and all this other stuff. And we have talked about it a lot. But,
yeah.
You know, so I'm listening to an ex-GM talking about the Green Bay Packers' handling of Aaron Rodgers and how, you know, they needed to discuss with him personnel moves and things of that nature. And I'm like, you know, now I know why this guy's an ex-GM. He's a dope.
Yeah.
Because you don't discuss anything. When you are Joe Douglas, you are Rob Saleh, you are Dave Gettleman, you are Joe Judge, that's your job, is to put the football team together. You don't discuss your decisions with other players on the team. If you want to give a guy a heads up that maybe you're drafting a guy at his position or something, I can understand that. But you're not sitting down with Russell Wilson in Seattle discussing who you're drafting.
That's what he wants, though. He said it.
Or Kyler Murray out in Arizona, who basically said, yeah, I have influence. No, you don't. You just go out and play. We're going to pay you $30 million a year. Go out and play and just don't worry about it. So I'm listening to this GM talk about how the Green Bay Packers have, you know, have screwed this whole thing up. I'm like, no wonder why you are not in the business anymore.
Yeah, I'm tired.
And you are an ex-GM. And then the other guy basically says, some other, I don't know, talk show host or whatever, and just burns me. Like, oh, public sympathy is on the side of Aaron Rodgers in this regard. You ask Green Bay Packer fans. Green Bay Packer fans booed a Aaron Rodgers commercial at a Milwaukee Brewers game.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. You tell me about Green Bay Packer fans having sympathy for Aaron Rodgers and turning their back on the Green Bay Packers?
No
way. I
don't
think so.
No way.
Not even
close.
There is
no man who is larger than the team. No way.
The idiot points of view and how the media can contrive a story and make it up and just say, like, wow, you know, the Green Bay Packers are ruining this whole thing.
Yeah.
My ass.
Yeah, my ass as well. I'm going to throw my ass into that mix as well.
Well, don't you – would you not agree with me that I would say that if you are a Green Bay Packer fan, and I have about five of them in my life.
I know you do.
They are all on the side of the Green Bay Packers, and they think that this – manufactured drama from Aaron Rodgers is coming from him.
You heard me after the draft. Torch the guy. The whole deal. And we were two of the first to kill him when guys like Daniel Jeremiah during the draft day when the Atlanta Falcons took Kyle Pitts and he goes, oh, penny for Aaron Rodgers' thoughts. It's shut up. Like, oh, the Falcons are really pushing all their chips in the middle of the table for Matt Ryan to one more run. The Packers had only done that. Stop. Team's a good team. They were the one seed last year. He was the MVP, for Christ's sakes. Like, enough with this, him bitching and moaning. So I'm with you. I am with you. And the whole sympathy with Aaron Rodgers, my ass as well.
Of my ass.
Of my ass. That's
Ooh,
right.
Was that Jerry?
No, it was me, actually.
Oh, that was
of my ass,
oh.
Yes. All right, so we've got CeeLo back with us, and he's got an update. What's happening, Chris?
And how about just to add on to that, all the former Packers players that are chiming in trying to tell you they know what's going on, whether it's Brett Favre or James Jones or John Kuhn on with Zach Gelbe yesterday saying that Rodgers is conflicted and he hasn't closed the door. It's like everyone's got a take, and they act as if they've spoken to him and they know what's going on, but some say he's coming back, some say he's not. I mean, can we make up our minds here?
Yeah, nobody has any idea what's going
right.
on.
It's exactly.
Aaron Rodgers and the Packers.
But now all of a sudden ESPN is reporting that the Packers are looking for other quarterbacks to add.
Well, they've only got one quarterback on their roster. It's Jordan Love,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the reason why they got to add a quarterback?
So if you traded him to Denver, or you traded him to Las Vegas, it would have to involve one of those young quarterbacks coming back, right?
Well, I don't maybe, but you got to remember, if they trade away Aaron Rodgers, Jordan Love's going to be the starter.
Yeah, but you still need a backup.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, but it's not like Derek Carr is going to come back in that deal and start, I wouldn't think.
Mariota?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I just get him out of the division. Wherever he goes, I don't care. Out of the division. See ya.
Okay.
All right, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. You did have the Mavericks beating the Nets in Dallas last night, 113-109. That's four straight losses for Brooklyn now, falling behind the Sixers in the race for the one seed in the East. Further, Kevin Durant, 1 of 10 from the field in the second half. And while these losses may not be a huge deal in the big picture, still not an enjoyable stretch.
Yeah, losing sucks. I mean, no matter what time of the year it's in, no matter who it's against, I mean, I've been feeling the same way about losing since I was 8 years old, since I started playing.
Season high 45 points from Kyrie Irving, but a loss is a loss. Nets struggling to find their chemistry with all the changes to the starting lineup this season.
It's been an adjustment for us to learn one another on the fly, learn each other's games on the fly. 35 games with different lineups, you're learning on the fly.
Of course, he's contributed to that along the way. So here's Steve Nash on what's ahead as they head off into the playoffs.
So what is it that can get us over the hump? I think the first thing is for us to continue to stay strong mentally, pick each other up to realize we got a lot of work to do. We keep working. We don't let this take the wind out of our sails, and we'll improve and get better.
And there is some optimism on the horizon surrounding James Harden. He spoke before the game or sometime yesterday, confident that he'll return from his injury before the playoffs. Does hope to get in a couple of games between now and then. They've only got 5 left in the regular season, and their road trip continues. They'll be in Denver tomorrow night to take on the Nuggets. You got the Knicks and the Suns from Phoenix late tonight, 10 o'clock start. Game 4 of a 6-game trip for the Knicks. Emmanuel Quickley and Alec Burks are both listed as doubtful for tonight's game. Pacers beat the Hawks 133-126. The Knicks still a game up on Atlanta, 2 in the loss column for the 4 seed in the East. And you had the Clippers over the Lakers at Staples Center, 118-94. Tough times for the Lakers right now. LeBron's out again. Anthony Davis left last night with back spasms. He played only 9 minutes. They have lost 7 out of 9. They are now even with the Trailblazers, and those two teams will play tonight in Portland, obviously with a lot on the line. Thursday matinees for the baseball locals. Astros avoided the 3-game sweep at the hands of the Yankees.
The 2-2, a high drive to deep center. Back goes Hicks on the track near the wall, and she is gone. In Monument Park, the second home run of the game for Alvarez, and the Yankee lead is now 3-2.
That, of course, is John Sterling here on the Fan.
Soiled again.
That was the extent of the damage done against Gerrit Cole. He left after 7, had the lead, but Chad Green then served up a 3-run shot to Jose Altuve in the 8th. Justin Wilson allowed a 2-run blast to Martin Maldonado in the 9th. Yanks lose the game 7-4. Here's Aaron Boone on Altuve's decisive blow.
Put together a pretty good at bat and went up out of the zone there on 3-2 and put a charge into one, Sometimes you got to tip your cap.
It was a 96-mile-an-hour fastball up and in that he got on top of. Even when Cole was in there, he was far from being on cruise control against his former team.
It was tough. You put together a lot of good at-bats. I felt like I played chess out there for a couple hours.
Gio Urshela left this game in the 8th after making a diving stop at 3rd. He was off for an MRI on his knee. Giancarlo Stanton's 9th homer. Clint Frazier went deep as well. Now the Yanks have the Nationals coming in for a weekend series. Jameson Taillon, Patrick Corbin, the starters for Game 1, will have coverage on the Fan beginning at 6:25. 11 walks for the Mets yesterday, 3 of them forced in runs. We heard some of this last hour. Keith Hernandez had seen enough.
Oh, yeah, that's too high. Ball 4, and it's a walk festival for the New York Mets.
Three runs today, all on bases loaded, walks, and they lead 3-1 in the eighth.
I like that he got the oh my god in before Gary's call there. As they added to their lead, they tacked on another for a 4-1 victory. They split the four-game series in St. Louis. So 11 walks, 11 strikeouts, 17 men left on base, but a win is a win. And that's partially thanks to the Cardinals pitching or lack thereof. And then the right arm of Taijuan Walker, 7 innings of one hit, one run ball, 8 Ks. Francisco Lindor even got a 9th inning hit to snap his 0-for-26 slide. Someone asked him how it feels to be slumping.
He sucks. It's not fun, man.
That's not exactly a hard-hitting question. I mean, I'm not sure what else you'd expect him to say, but he did get the hit. Carlos Carrasco moved to the 60-day IL, so he's out until at least May 28th. Luis Rojas says it's not a setback, though.
This is just a reassess of the timeline to make sure that when he comes to us, there's nothing in his way. But we're still testing the hamstring, not only from a pitching standpoint, but for everything that he's going to be doing in the National League game. And that's what we went with.
As for Jacob deGrom, he played catch at 90 feet. He's going to do that again today and then perhaps throw a bullpen, possibly return Sunday. The Mets are back at Citi Field for a three-game set with the Diamondbacks. David Peterson opposed by Zach Gallen tonight at 7:10. Elsewhere, you had the Angels designate Albert Pujols for assignment, so he will be headed off for release by the end of the week. Shohei Ohtani homered again last night, his 10th, but L.A. gave up 7 in the 8th, lost to the Rays 8-3 as Tampa Bay swept that four-game series.
It's kind of a sad way for Albert Pujols to go out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's no other choice at this point.
Think the Yankees sign him?
No. He's so done.
Okay.
He is so done. I mean, I'm surprised it actually took this long.
You had a big stick for Yankee Stadium?
A big stick. No, yeah. There's no more big stick there.
Could you imagine putting him like at the eighth hole in the order of the Yankees?
No. I mean, he basically should go up there with one of those wacky noodles that you put in a pool because he's got no shot. No shot.
A wacky noodle.
Yeah, I mean, don't even go up there with a bat. You go up there with like a rolled up newspaper and just read about something while you're standing there because you got no shot of getting a hit.
When you go over to Nate's and Trish's pool today, you should bring over some wacky noodles with you.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know what? I got team specific wacky noodles.
You do?
Vikings wacky noodle, a Steelers wacky noodle, I do. Yeah. Why not? Come on. It's party time. You have a pool there, CeeLo?
No, I do not.
I thought you did in that big-ass backyard. You got a hammock back there.
It is a big-ass backyard, but we have not graduated to having a pool yet, although my 5-year-old yesterday was telling me he wants one.
Well, of course he does.
And I said, then you'll see a lot less of mommy and daddy if you want a pool, because we're going to have to work a lot more than we do already.
Well, you get an above-ground pool. What's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with it.
Why don't you get one, G?
Above-ground pool?
Yeah, perfect.
No, we're working on a pool.
Get one of those ovals. Yeah.
An oval above ground pool?
Yeah, then you can put like a redwood deck around it.
So you want me to tack up a sheet and put an oval above ground pool in my new home?
And make sure you have PVC fence around it. That's a law.
PVC fencing around it.
Right, okay. Yeah, I'll make sure.
Pool code fencing. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, get that above ground pool. Make your kids happy, CeeLo. Why do you want your kids sad?
I think I'll go trampoline next. That's my next move. Once my youngest is a little older, we'll go trampoline.
Big old trampoline.
Yeah. It's good to build athleticism and explosiveness in the lower half, right?
Is that what you're trying to do with you boys?
Well, you know, it's good exercise.
Build
jump around.
Explosiveness in their lower half.
That's
lower
right.
Half.
Turn them into some athletes. Whip them into shape. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Devils top the Islanders 2-1 as the Isles are struggling against all teams not named the Rangers right now, and they'll turn around and face New Jersey again tomorrow night. Rangers shut up by the Bruins in Boston 4-0. We know their season's basically over. They got guys out of the lineup. Pavel Buchnevich got suspended a game, and Chris Drury is going to oversee the rest of this rebuild here as they head into what will be an important offseason. He is officially the new president and GM, or at least maybe the mouthpiece for Glenn Sather, who's back in the mix. He was on the Zoom call yesterday showing off the goatee and talking about things. So Jim Dolan referred to him as the godfather of the Rangers. So he will lean on him as well moving forward. All his titles, alternate governor and advisor and all this good stuff. So a lot of change, as we know, in Rangerland this week. We started with the NFL. You guys were talking Aaron Rodgers. You've got this situation again now brewing between the league and the Players Association centering around the offseason workouts. So the Players Union yesterday sent a memo to its membership saying, quote, it was gutless to use a player's serious injury. They're talking about Broncos tackle Juwan James, who suffered that serious injury working out, I guess, earlier this week or last week, as a scare tactic to get you to come running back to these workouts. This memo is another sign of what they think of you, and also affirms that they simply want to control you year-round in any and every way that they can.
Is this an Odyssey email you're talking about? Or sorry, I was...
There's something about the American government.
It was all the NFL.
So all of this, as a lot of teams are getting set for rookie camp, the Jets included. Their rookies will be on the field today in Florham Park. So you'll get your first footage of Zach Wilson with the helmet on and the you know, the jersey and the shorts minus the shoulder pads, throwing to the rookies as they kick off rookie camp today in Jersey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So what do you think about an above-ground pool there, CeeLo? You interested in that?
If I'm being honest, we'll probably hold out for the in-grounds, maybe somewhere down the road.
Why? Don't you want a pool for this summer?
I thought you'd want one for this summer. We were thinking about getting you one.
Oh, yeah? You're going to put that together for this summer?
Well, yeah. Above-ground pool they could put up in like a day. They could probably have it there for by the time you get home from work.
Hey, wow. Ever since you mentioned G has been searching the website, and he found a place called CentralJerseyPools.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So they are the premier store covering Monmouth, Middlesex, Mercer, and Ocean counties.
Yep. I'm in Monmouth.
All right. And it says our above ground swimming pools for New Jersey homeowners are a cut above the rest.
Oh, I see what they did there.
They were cut above.
They're cut above.
They've been the trusted name in above ground swimming pools in New Jersey for the last 64 years.
So I can actually text with somebody there right now. Hi there, have a question. Text here.
Yeah, text here. They got somebody standing by.
What should I say?
Say how much to get this in the Lapresti house.
And you know what? I got to give them a name, phone number, email.
You don't want to go down that road.
Hold on. Let's see if we can get. You think their store's open right now? Probably not.
No,
it's a early,
I would
right?
say 9 at the earliest.
I mean, they got some nice pools here. Now, they got a nice above-ground oval pool with a staircase. I like it.
Now, what was this? Central Jersey? What's the name of the place?
CentralJerseyPools.com.
Pools.com.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Central Jersey Pools. Let me see if I get a... They open at 10 a.m.
They do have in-ground pools
well,
as
I'm
well.
I'm sure they do, yeah.
But this, to me, seems like this could be perfect for you.
Yeah. We'll get it in there by the end of the next week.
Is the rest of the family short like you?
Yes, I'm the tallest in the house right now.
So maybe we should get a 3-footer.
Yeah, just get a little 3-footer.
I've got two boys that just turned 5 and 2.
All right.
Like for ducks. That's what. But so you're telling me that you don't want the above ground pool because you want to do the in-ground pool at some point, and that would screw this up?
You know what the other thing is? Our backyard is severely sloped.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We feel like the in-ground at some point is going to have to be built into that slope properly. We don't have a ton of flat space where you could just throw the above ground right on a flat spot.
You got a deck?
No deck.
Well, you don't need a deck. I'm looking at this oval one here. It's, they put some stones around it.
Yeah.
A little lighting and a big staircase up
there. Nice.
There you go.
Looks good.
You know who's got a real nice above-ground pool? Your boy Sean Marash.
Of course he does.
I've been to his house, hang out there.
Of course he does.
Where does he live? West Babylon?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he's got the PVC fence. He's got a bar that he built in his backyard.
100%.
They play movies, projector movies on the PVC fence.
I was there for the projector movie, yep. I've experienced that.
On the PVC fence, yeah.
So has he just got a flat PVC fence, or does he have some lines in it?
Well, CeeLo was there.
I can't say that I took exact notice of the design of his fence. I know there was a fence.
Freehold to West Babylon?
Let me tell you, Boomer, we spent more time commuting back and forth than we did at the house.
Oh,
so
it
was a big undertaking getting out there on a Saturday afternoon or whatever, Saturday, Sunday, whatever it was.
Yeah, I feel bad because I actually live pretty close to Marash, and he's invited me 4 or 5 times to these things, and I haven't showed up.
Yeah.
I feel terrible. I think he stopped inviting me last year.
What is he inviting? What things?
He's got all sorts of parties and stuff.
Gatherings. Usually there's a block party sometime in the summer that his parents have been doing that for a year. I've been to that at his parents' house.
He seems like the kind of guy that would play lawn jarts.
Oh, yeah. They had the cornhole set out there. Yeah.
No. The jarts.
The jarts?
Yeah, the things that you throw in the air that come down and they come down like missiles.
Yeah, but when
they
had
that. Put it in a circle.
Yeah, but those things got outlawed because people were getting them stuck in their legs.
Yeah,
and
but
stuff.
He still has them.
Well, I'm sure he has. Yeah.
He has them. 100% he has jarts.
Yeah, no, he is like the South Shore Long Island mascot, Sean Marash.
Yes.
He hits every one of the stereotypes.
Oh, yeah.
Right on the nuts.
They did a nice job hosting that day, though. We enjoyed ourselves. So we'll give him that.
He's got like a little tiki bar in the backyard.
Yeah, it's a nice setup. He's got the TVs, couple of TVs set up. Cable outside.
I told him to call the Central Jersey Pools. And so what happened? You got somebody on the phone over there and they said nobody's available? What the hell's going on? We're WFAN talking about their above-ground pools. They can't get somebody to the phone?
They don't open until 10 o'clock. Yeah.
But didn't you get somebody on the horn?
I got the machine, and then a receptionist said she was going to try to get through to the owner, but he's not available.
Mm.
The owner's not available. Tell him to become available.
You know what he is? He's got a tee time at due process, right, Boomer?
Probably.
Oh, yeah, with the way that people are putting in pools.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah, but there's a lot of great options here for you, CeeLo. Yeah.
I'll have to check it out.
We can go round. We can go oval.
See what's in
there's
the budget.
Like, octagon?
We'll take care of it for you. Just tell us which one you
care
want.
Of it. You're just going to get me in above ground.
Yeah, just tell
pool?
Me which one you want.
They're not that expensive.
They're
really?
Not.
Well, yeah, it's not that bad.
Relatively speaking.
You want this oval one with the staircase? That
I'm going to have
good.
To see which one exactly you're talking about. Well, you're talking about with the one with the lighting here at dusk.
Yeah.
That does look very nice.
I want that. Nice.
Looks nice.
We'll see how much that one is.
Yeah.
See if it's in our budget.
If it fits in the right spot in the backyard.
Don't get picky here.
No, right? It's not about picky. I'm just telling you, it's a very sloped backyard.
What's that whole thing with the gift horse in the mouth situation? Let's not be
doing
that.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Yeah, let's don't look an above-ground pool.
In the mouth.
In the face. If you give ones just happens to be there at your house,
it's like in what was that? In Analyze This when Ben Stiller, not Ben Stiller, Billy Crystal comes home and the fountain's there. The big Robert De Niro sends the big Italian fountain right in his front
perfect.
Yard.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're going to have.
And then Tony Bennett comes over to serenade him and his fiance.
I mean, it's about time. It's about time that these boys get a pool.
About time. They're 5-2. Like, they've suffered for long enough.
Exactly. Took the words right out of my mouth. And come on, Dad, let's step it up.
The one thing I remember about my above-ground pool growing up is the water was always cold.
Really?
Yes.
Well, I think things have changed now. You can warm it up a little bit.
That's the other thing. The Marash's heated pool.
He's got a heated above-ground
pool.
Well, we
got
to get you a nicer one than that.
Yeah.
Marash can't have the nicer pool.
Well, he's a big star now, you know?
Yeah, I know. They gave him, like, co-host title over there.
Yeah.
Gave him, like, a $10,000 raise, and all of a sudden he's got a heated above-ground pool.
Must be nice.
Dan in Freehold. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Gio.
What's up?
Hey, I grew up with a pool from Central Jersey Pools. They're fantastic.
Yeah, there you
they're
go.
Fantastic, CeeLo. I don't know why you're...
I'm not knocking Central Jersey Pools at all.
I mean, you said, I don't know. I don't know if it's
going to
fit.
Right there on Route 9, right next to the BMW dealership.
That's
They've been
right.
around for almost like 35, maybe 40 years.
That's right.
What is it? 64 years,
Dan, actually. 64 years. Thank you very much. Yeah, that's right.
I'm only 40. So,
so it's been there for 40 years in your lifetime, yeah. Very good, Dan. See, look, there's a happy customer there, CeeLo. He grew up with an above-ground
Listen,
pool.
I'm seeing it. 4.1 out of 5 on like 150 Google reviews. A solid reputation there.
All right. Very good.
Unmatched strength and durability to last a lifetime.
I think this is what we got to do.
Can't beat that.
We got to get this thing dropped right in that Lopresti backyard for this summer.
That's what I'm thinking.
Cheer you guys up a little bit.
Appreciate that.
The COVID ran through you like a freaking train.
What is the Doughboy Pool Builder? What is that?
Doughboy. Where are you seeing
this
that?
I'm seeing
that under pool options.
Well, we'll click options. On it. See what Let's happens. See.
It's not opening.
Pool options. Doughboy Pool Builder.
Pool options. Doughboy.
Above ground pool builder. Yeah. Doughboy.
Custom design.
Oh, there's the Doughboy.
Oh, yeah. When you want the finest above ground pools available, there's nobody like Doughboy Pools.
Well, there you go.
So they must be one of the, manufacturers. Yeah. Yes, that this company installs or sells.
Oh, yeah. No, this is a little too fancy schmancy here, CeeLo, right. For us.
Listen, like you said, I mean, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I can't tell you guys what to get and what not to get.
I mean, all of a sudden you're asking me for Doughboy now. I mean, well, no. Let's slow your roll.
Boomer brought that up. Yeah. I'm just worried about the fit on the lawn back there. That's all.
You got so much space back
there. I understand.
There.
I'm telling you
got a hammock and what, like 4 or 5 acres back there?
No, we don't have 4 or 5 acres. I think the whole lot's like 1 3/4.
Okay,
like
you got over an acre back there.
Well, not all in the back. I'm talking about the entire property.
You'll be able to find a place to plop down above ground.
We got
pool.
The place that put in last spring that's in the back corner where there is some flat ground. We needed flat ground for that. So the pool would have to go, I guess, on the other corner, on the back left of the property.
Yeah, you're probably going to get some fencing too. These Doughboy steel and resin pools, they look fabulous in any backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure it would look fabulous. I just want to make sure it's not tilted, that's all.
Who's a good Jersey sales guy? Who's that down there in Central Jersey? Who do we know who's down there in Central Jersey?
You mean that works here?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Do we have one? Danny C's a Long Island guy.
The sales guys don't talk to me much, believe it or not.
Well, we'll change that. So we got, was Dante? He's a Jersey guy, right? Merck and Dante?
Look at this. They got safety covers you could put an elephant on.
Yeah, I see that. Look at that.
Look at that.
They actually put an elephant
get, how
on.
How did they get the elephant on that?
You know what they probably did was they probably like a trail of treats or something. You know, a trail or whatever they eat.
Or Photoshop.
Yeah.
It's not Photoshop. That's an elephant on a pool cover.
On a pool cover.
It is. It's no doubt about it. That's a real picture.
Be careful. You also thought that old guy was really Mark Melusis.
No, I didn't.
Who did? Recco did, right?
Yeah.
Didn't you agree with him, though?
I saw the picture. Somebody sent it to me. I was the one who started it.
No, I know that. But then didn't you also feel like that could have been like someone actually Photoshopped Melusis' face?
No.
Well, Jerry did. I heard that.
Yeah, by the way, I tweeted that out. Did you see that, Eddie, yesterday, by the way, that 4 box with the Mark Melusis thing?
A tweet?
Yeah. Well,
hello?
I did see it, yes. Yeah, no, I want Eddie to see that thing, and I'll get a kick out of it. Merck and Dante, maybe he might be a Jersey guy.
Yeah, maybe.
We got to get a Jersey guy on this to drive over there this morning.
Oh, I'm on the Doughboy page here. Due to overwhelming demand, the only pools currently available are the Autumn Breeze and the Silver Lake, whatever that means.
See, everybody's getting pools now.
Well, of course, because they don't want to leave their houses.
Oh, look, here's these. Wow. All right, so the Autumn, those are above ground pools. The Autumn Breeze, 52-inch resin frame pool, 6.5 resin top rails. Yeah, it's an oval one. That's the one. We want the Autumn Breeze for you. That's the one we need.
I like a good Autumn Breeze. I'm a big Autumn fan.
All right. What's the other one, the Autumn Breeze of the what?
Silver Lake, which is further down on the right-hand side.
I see it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll get you one of those.
Oh, yeah.
We'll work that out. Quickly, Dan and Carteret. What's going on, Dan?
Oh, hey. How's it going?
What's up, man?
Oh, I got a couple of things. I got a pool guy reference for you for CeeLo. My friend Kristen, her husband Neil, has his own company called New Jersey Pool Guys.
New Jersey Pool Guys.
Is that Neil and Bob?
New Jersey Pool Guys. What's that?
Yeah, okay. So we'll look into that as well, Dan. All right, very good.
Yeah, you can check that out. I was hoping to comment about the things you said yesterday about the podcast with Al, but then Jerry and Al are off today.
So yeah, they're off today. You're gonna have to save that one, Dan. You're gonna have to pivot now.
Yep, got to pivot and save that one. But and the only other thing I got is regarding the Yankees pulling Cole yesterday, and a feel good Friday today. I was planning to go to the bar when I got off of work this morning and sit at a bar for the first time here in New Jersey, and my local dive watering hole is not open yet for some reason.
What? Not open at 9 a.m.? What's wrong with them?
Yeah, exactly. They're normally open like at 7 a.m., actually, this place. It's known for that. It's called Kelly's Pub, and they're usually open super early, but for some reason they're not opening till 10 a.m.
Okay. I'll get over there. So you're going to be over there at 10? A little bourbon and beer to start off your feel-good Friday?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no other way to do it, you know? First time in over a year you can sit at a bar. No high-top table.
Go for it, baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Watch it. Yeah. I just hope that you're walking there, Dan, because yes. I know you are going to be completely and utterly waffled by noon.
Yes, I will be walking, but bouncing around to a bunch of local bars in the Carteret, Woodbridge, Rahway area.
Yeah, you may want to take in a little Bradley Beach just to make sure that our guy's okay down there.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
And when's the last time you had sex?
Like 7 months ago.
Seven months. That's all. It's better than I thought.
Wow.
Actually, it's better than I thought.
We're not talking about with my hand either. Okay.
Goodbye.
Did that make it or no?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Oh boy.
I would have had the over on that.
You know, we are going to transition into a little bit more of a serious conversation.
Oh yeah, Mr. Neil and Bob joke. Wants to now go serious. Yeah. I would have gone over with that.
Yeah.
If you would have said the over under and last time Dan had sex, 7 months.
I would have thought maybe about 3 years.
No, when I heard seven, I thought he was gonna say years. Yes. Yeah, I thought when he goes, about seven, I thought I was gonna hear years. And he said months, and I was like, oh. We think he's being truthful? I feel like he'd tell
us. Yeah, there was a long pause there.
He would tell you the truth.
He would tell us the truth. He admitted he smoked crack. So I would think he would tell us the truth
about
this.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Right. Is it?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's not like a badge of honor to be a crack smoker.
No, it's not a badge of honor, but...
You think he's lying, then?
It's like he really had to think about it. So I'm not saying it's like a massive lie, but yeah. I don't know that he knows for sure that it's 7 months.
Okay.
How's that?
All right, very good. All right, CeeLo, we'll work on that. What's the name of that one down there? The Autumn Breeze. We'll work on that Autumn Breeze.
A lot of people on Twitter don't go above ground. Like, I'm getting a lot of that here in my mentions.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
Here's the thing. They can get an in-ground. The Lopresti's can pay for an in-ground pool.
No, I understand.
Or Boomer and Geo could pay for an Autumn Breeze. So which one is?
I'm not trying to, you know, suggest you guys get me an in-ground pool.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to suggest you get me anything. You know, I'd like to actually earn and be able to put one in myself along with my wife so that when my boys ask where it came from, I don't have to say, you know, Uncle Boomer and Uncle Geo.
Just lie about it like Dan and Carteret in the last
right.
time he had sex.
Right.
All right, very good, CeeLo. Well, we'll see you in a couple of minutes.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.